The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. Hello. Oh, my gosh. It's the 16th of March. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the time is 7:06 and 12 seconds. So wake up. Our KCNR Free Fire Radio time is 7:06. And 20 seconds at this point. We're not going to keep going through it.
Good morning.
Just wanted to make sure. People say they want to know what time it is in the morning while they're getting dressed so they can kind of like.
Time and temperature.
They're kind of laying there right now thinking, oh, I got to get up, but I'm not sure what time it is. Oh, Carl, what time is it? It is 7:06 and 35 seconds.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's the 16th of March. Well, good morning, everybody. We've got a kind of a crazy Monday morning. It's really funny. We've got some great stories to share with you. And, of course, you want to know what the weather is. So 60% chance of showers today. We have highs of 66. Love it. You're going to be walking outside.
I'm at 100%
and,
right
and
now.
And there's going to be lots of rain. In fact, you have to wear the hood. Chance of showers tonight, temperatures around 49. Mostly sunny tomorrow with 72. Forecast calls for Tuesday night at 49 and sunny temperatures on Wednesday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call. Now, Bob, you were talking about, there's a couple things here that we wanted to share with our listeners to start on this Monday morning. Something, do you want to go, first of all, our Amber Alert that we had?
Right. Last Monday, a lot of people were rather mystified when their phones went crazy, if their smartphone went crazy with a text message about an Amber Alert. And this is a very rare thing on your phone. There are certain criteria. When there's a missing child, the California Highway Patrol has the authority to initiate an Amber Alert statewide. And they did in this case. But if it's a particularly dangerous situation for the child, in this case, the kid ended up in Mexico and they in Tijuana, and they ended up finding the kid and arresting the dad because he had fled over the border. And in a rare case, they actually managed to solve the crime. But they put out a statewide alert that was sufficiently of a nature that they extended it over into cell phones. And, of course, all the radio stations got the tones and the announcement and the things like that. So that was last Monday, and that alert went out to about 2 in the afternoon.
Now, yeah. I believe it says something about a Toyota. It
right,
gave you the
right.
Color
they described
of the car.
The car
yes.
Yeah.
They did the whole thing. And our we've got like – where we usually have maybe, what, 3 feet of tape during the week?
Yeah.
Maybe a yard's worth. We've got
– from our emergency
double,
broadcast.
Yeah. That. Plus, you know, it was going off again on a couple other things.
Yeah,
were,
well, of course, thunderstorms and major events of that sort. We almost had something on, I don't know if you heard that story, about the guy trying to grab the 14-year-old out on Iron Mountain
Road.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk about
that
today.
Scary stuff.
Right.
I'm
going to
talk about that today.
Other thing I wanted to say before you chase me off the air here is, if you use Google as your search engine, you notice at the top, instead of just the words Google, there's a picture or some kind of interactive thing, and they call that the doodle. It's been a tradition that Google does. This morning's doodle is a blue background with some pictures of leaves on it, and it's like, okay, what's up with that? This lady, Anna Atkins, in the early 1800s, produced the first photographic book published in 1843. Now, think about the time that she did this, and it's a process where sunlight was, you put objects on a chemical background, and then the sunlight would make shadow pictures. And think about the state of photography back then. But that process was what gave rise to blueprints.
Oh.
So photogenic drawing.
Another famous woman in history.
So what she did was put
Cyanotype is what it's called.
So she just put, like, leaves on a plate. And then when the sun hit it, it, of course, it darkened right. everything but that piece.
Yeah.
But where they were at. So then, okay.
So truly the first
how do you print a bit,
photographic
how do you
book.
But how do you make a book off of that?
Well, I imagine that that
I mean,
process,
they had to put it on paper.
Yeah, it had to be put on paper. So it had to be, I guess the impressions then had to be reproduced in some fashion, which they don't explain. But the originals were done using this cyanotype process.
No, it's just like a woman to do something that's miraculous like that. I tell guys how to do it.
I love it.
They just keep it among the girls. Of course, it's what? It's the month of the woman, isn't it? Or something like that.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing that, Bob. And I know that you've got to go work on the emergency broadcast.
Well, we have to fill in some paperwork.
Right. Yeah, well, we you know, I mean, it's wonderful.
Hey, but speaking about what happened out of Keswick, there was a young lady. She's 14 years old. It looks like it was an attempted abduction, or at least it was an attack, on the mountain, on the Iron Mountain trailhead up there on the Keswick Trail. She was walking down the trail, and she was looking for her friend, another 14-year-old, when this guy came up, and she said, "Have you seen my friend?" or words to that effect. "Oh, yeah, she's just down here." And during when he was walking down there, he got behind her and tried to choke her, and she started screaming and yelling and got away from the guy. But this is serious. The fact of a 14-year-old being attacked like this, I hope, you know, I'm sure that they're checking out the story and making sure it's true. She had scratches on her neck, and the suspect is described as being 5'9", between 30 and 40, medium to heavy build, wearing a red shirt, jacket or hoodie, one of the three things I've heard, and blue jeans. But the thing is that I think people need to understand is that, you know, having your I hate to say this. I really hate to say this because everything, you know, that, you know, the paper's putting out is, oh, you know, the crime's not that bad, you know, blah, 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 which is all crap, is not true. I think crime is here. It's with us. And having 14-year-old girls out walking by themselves shouldn't be done. If, you know, 14-year-old girls want to walk in a group or two or three girls, you know, I think that's safe.
I think you know, she was with a friend.
That, well, she was, but they got separated. So I'm not blaming right, them right. per se, but I'm just saying this is what happened to a 14-year-old. And I mean, I don't know how big a 14-year-old girl is or any of that. But the bottom line on it is that they need to, of course, be wary of what happens out there. And I wouldn't let people, you know, I wouldn't want you to especially walk out there in certain areas by yourself. So
I think we all are thinking about thinking twice if we're going to be taking a solo walk. We, you know,
yeah, I think
don't discourage the beautiful trailways
no, no, no.
here.
It's
I know
going
that
out and it's to use
yes,
them. But,
yes, absolutely.
But for a woman to go out by herself in certain areas, so maybe some more remote areas, is maybe not a good idea unless you're carrying and know how to use it. The bottom line, though, is that it happened, and now people need to take precautions. And people, you know, again, shouldn't overreact. Oh, no, my child's never going out on the trail. No, you can't do that. Is just make sure is that your child's with friends or with you, or you know, it's a good way to go out and do a family thing. Hey, you know what?
Well, we had a really very big active weekend, and it felt good to rest. I mean, Saturday, you know, Friday night, we long-awaited dinner with good friends where we were able to catch up and hear about, you know, what's been happening in their business life and in their travels with their business. In fact, we're not going to mention names, but pretty soon he'll be coming on co-hosting with you. Saturday was the two events, wonderful events. Saturday night was Festa Italiana, where Jim Gironda was named Italian of
what
the Year.
What a great guy Jim Gironda
yes,
is.
Yes, Jim and Penny Gironda.
And Penny have done so much for this community, and they absolutely did it. But
and Lou and Kathleen White put this event on every year with the help of so many people.
For the last 11 years.
And this was the final year for this particular party. So they've decided
years.
To just, you yeah. know what, we're
39 years it's been going on.
Yeah.
It almost died out, and then Lou and Kathleen took it over and made this just a wonderful event. Mm. You know, comic, great food, you know, dancing, drinking, just a great time.
Okay, so we laughed so hard with the comedian. She was hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, then after you have this big full weekend, it's so wonderful to come home and know that you are going to fall into bed and you may just decide when you have your sleep number that, you know what, I'm so achy and tired today, even with the rain kind of thing, maybe you're going to change your number. So my sleep number setting is 40.
And my sleep number setting is 40 also. You know what? But it could be 45. It could be 50. It's been others. But you're absolutely right, hon. And the thing about sleep number is that we have been using this bed for what now? 2 years?
Over, it's going well on
over
2 years.
2 years.
Very,
and
very
we have
pleased.
Never slept better. And you know what? People go, oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh,
you,
no.
You know, you're being, you know, no, this is true. We have slept really well. And the way I prove it, or the way I prove it to myself is when I wake up in the morning, am I ready to get up? Yes, I am. And now sleep number, all the other great things they have going now, they can, you know, this doesn't apply to you and I, but snoring. If you've got a partner that snores, you can find a bed there that can – you can adjust that bed so that stops them from mm-hmm. snoring. Can you imagine in the middle of the night they're snoring? You push a button and it moves mm-hmm. them up and they stop snoring. Is yeah. this great or what? And, of course, the Sleep IQ technology, which can help you sleep by giving you tips, because all you have to do is sleep and it senses how you sleep during the night.
Well, I have a girlfriend. I mean, that's a testimony. I have a girlfriend in L.A. who, when they bought their sleep number bed, her husband had a terrible snoring problem, and now he doesn't. Because he has the bed that moves up.
Yeah.
And she said, let me tell you, it's made my life a lot better.
It's an American-made bed, and it's rated number one by Consumer Report. I mean, you can't beat that. And right now you can save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed. And this is the one that's rated number one by Consumer Report. How do you find this bed? You head down to the Target Shopping Center, my friends. Go over to where the vitamin store is, you know, the group of four stores and their sleep number. It's like walking into, you know, the future of sleep and talk to Brian or Janice. And I promise you that you are going to sleep better. How much is a good night's sleep worth? Sleep, exercise, and diet, and you will live to be 112, as are the 6.5 million other Americans. Just
okay.
kidding.
We're going to take a break
about
when we come
the 6.5, but you will sleep better than you ever have.
We're going to take a break when we come back. We've got tickets to give for some special events happening here in the North State. So hang in there. Good Monday morning to you. This is KCNR 1460.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Kathy and I have kind of given up on winter. This warm weather means ethanol-free 93 for all the blowers, weed eaters, and lawnmowers. And start filling those barbecue bottles. We have clear and red diesel at all of our plants. Talk to Sherry if you need CFN or fleet-wide cards, which are accepted over 40,000 locations in the U.S. The delivery trucks are starting to fill tanks for construction and loggers who are starting back to work, so give Danny a call. Northern Lights Energy. We deliver all the products that we sell, or you can pick up at the plant at three locations. Johnny and Bobby got two more used heaters ready to go. If you'd like a free quote, give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. The old-fashioned way, one customer at a time. In Corning, see Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, the rest of us. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Turtle Bay's third West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is now open at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This year's juror, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson from the Portland Art Museum, has selected the pieces for the exhibition. With works in many media, competing artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is a show you won't want to miss. The exhibition features works from some of the North State and Redding local artists, as well as many other great artists. For the park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right.
Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Redding is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Redding.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Redding. BDRBA.org.
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It'll be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh,
that's man. The band Toto.
It is. 7:22 in the morning, my friends. 53 degrees. It's raining out. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with great coffee and all different types of drinks. And, of course, beer and wine. Then you walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's just stocked full of outstanding cigars. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people there, Joe and Shelley. Discounts always for veterans.
All right. You just heard the song Africa. Mike Porcaro, rest in peace. He was the bass player of the band Toto. He died Sunday, yesterday, following a long battle with ALS. That's the Lou Gehrig's disease. He was just 59 degrees. Steve Porcaro, Mike's brother and keyboardist for the band, posted the news on Facebook. He and fellow bandmate Steve Lukather paid tribute to Porcaro in tweet too. Now I think one of the Porcaro brothers, if I'm not believed, Steve is responsible for being the sound doing music for one a very big. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's House of Cards.
Oh, it could be.
I may be incorrect. It's something that's really big. But they did so many albums, Fahrenheit, Minefields, and Through the Looking Glass. He started noticing weakness in his fingers and hands. And so it's always a sad thing. But you remember wonderful music. Like, that's part of, again, that's part of our lives. We were listening to the track Africa. You know, we hear these songs. It just reminds you of so many places and things. So, you know, rest in peace, Mike Porcaro.
Do you know who Toto is, Elton?
I don't. I know that song, though. So,
Do you know what they were named after?
Was it after Wizard of Oz? That Toto?
You know what? Okay, so you know that. So you're familiar with Wizard of Oz. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, go back.
Yeah, Toto was
go
the dog.
Go back to boarding.
Were they named after the dog?
I don't know. It was Toto. That's all I always thought. It's probably something else.
Well, I'm sure if we look in a bio, we'll figure out.
That was too simple, really, but.
Hey, speaking of, fantasy, let's go into ticket giveaways for Red Bluff Roundup. We have four tickets to give for the Red Bluff Roundup, which is a blast, by the way. Sunday, April 19th.
So we're a little bit away.
Tickets. I know, April 19th, but you know, I don't know, it's really not that far away because it's the 16th, so the month away. So a fun time for you to circle your calendar. I've got four tickets south of the racetrack. You know, these are always good seats wherever you go because we've been to the Red Bluff Roundup twice. It's early on, so it's not as hot as when the we don't care. We sit in heat no matter what. But anyway, give us a call here, 605-4567. And for tickets for four, a family pack, you and or a couple friends can go. It's a 1:30, Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon for the Red Bluff Roundup. Give us a call. And you can go have a blast on April 19th.
There you go. And you're going to have a wonderful time because they have a great time. Wild horse races. If you haven't seen that wild horse race, you have not lived. Here's this guy. He was winning last year. He was in front. He was going. I'm saying, yeah, go. Number six. Number six horse stops, turns around, and runs the opposite direction. Swear. And then he runs past the other horses that are running this way. And that guy's hanging on. He's trying to turn around. That horse runs all the way around the track in the wrong direction. Did not win.
Sounds like something out of
the movies. It was great. It sounded like something that happened to me. I was in a wild cow milking contest once. Did you know that?
A what?
A wild cow milking contest. Oh, yeah. Here's
wild. Was it during your Marine Corps stint?
No, this was when I was in college. I was up in Cowboy University up there in Ellensburg, Washington, Central Washington State University. We had a big thing called Sweetsy Days. And,
what like days?
Sweetsy, like CWL. It used to be Central Washington State College. So
okay.
They call it Sweetsy.
Sweetsy
Days. So we'd have Sweetsy Days. And so we had a, you know, it was rodeo, but they had a wild cow milking contest. And you'd have eight teams because they had eight chutes. And they took a cow off the range that supposedly had milk.
Jeez.
And they tie a rope around its neck, and they put three of us on the other end of the rope. Well, I had the bottle, and I was ready to milk. And the three of that, and you know that those gates came open, and we let it get a little bit of speed, and so we were being drugged clear across the arena. I mean, these cows are bucking; they're knocking people down. You know, and we finally, you know, we got a great big guy in there, and he was Les Harmon. I'll always remember Les Harmon, big guy. He had it, and he was grabbing it by the ears and all this, and we're fighting it. We finally did we milk it standing up? No, we were all laying on the ground, and I'm laying on it trying to milk. It's kicking me. I'm trying to get milk out of it. Now, a cow will not give milk when it's upset.
I don't think
so. I'm in there and I'm rubbing it. Finally, I get, and you got to put it in a Coke bottle, and then you get enough in a Coke bottle that you can pour out. Well, I go running back there. I'm like the fourth one, and I mean, I am beat up. I am bleeding. I have had my skin shredded. We are all beat up. I run in and I pour my milk, and I'm fourth. It wasn't until like that night at the dance. My face looked like Elton looks right now, swollen up on the side there because I'd been kicked by a cow. And we're going to talk to Elton in a second. Then I find out what the winner did. You know what the winner did? Can I say this?
Probably talked kindly.
The jerk. You know what he did? They had that cow came out and they were running and they were getting knocked down like everybody else and getting whipped. He had a mouthful of milk.
Oh.
And he leaned down on that cow. He just spit the milk into the bottle. And they go, whoa, got it. And he ran back and won.
I bet you they don't do that.
I think first prize was like $25. It took $150 just to repair us.
Do you think that, I don't believe they do that anymore. I bet you they don't do that.
No,
they don't do this competition anymore.
They do all types of weird things like that. Anyway.
I have a feeling in today's world they don't do that anymore.
Oh, well, I mean, up there now?
Yes. I don't think today's world. Yes.
Oh, no, it's a big cowboy university up there.
I don't think that they. Do you think that they do a cow milk? I didn't know. You've got to find out. Hey, Matt, you won those tickets. I'll have them at the front desk here for you for the ground up. Speaking of teeth and mouth.
Yeah. Elton.
Baseball is not for sissies.
That is for sure.
Elton comes in today. He looks like I did after the wild cow milking contest.
I got some free Botox this weekend.
Free Botox.
He has. You have your teeth, though.
Yeah, I got my teeth.
Yeah, that's nice.
So what happened?
It was I was playing first base and it was a ground ball towards the line, and we like to call them Tiger Hops down at Tiger Field when we get one of those.
There's those little bits of gravel in there.
Yeah. The ball was coming this way and it just shot directly sideways.
They can't see what coming this way means. He was coming right at him on his left side, so
true.
He turned sideways to scoop up the ball.
Yeah, exactly, and it just shoots directly to the right, catches me in the face. Blood started streaming down. I thought I lost teeth for sure, but turned out it wasn't. Just got a fat face and some cuts.
A broken lip.
So it could have been worse. But
broken lip inside, split lip inside.
At least you didn't bite through your lip.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's part of the playing sports.
What are you doing playing
sports? But you're a toughie. Look at here. You are Monday morning. Comes in Monday morning, the smile on his face, half smile because the rest is swollen.
So so how'd y'all do this weekend?
We got swept. It was a rough weekend in all aspects. But
you mean the team from Canada?
They're really good.
Are they a bunch of ringers?
They're a bunch of ringers.
Is that right? A bunch of pros playing on the team. Well, that's what ringers mean. Or whether this is where the Toronto Blue Jays practice before they go to camp.
They were a good group.
How bad was it? How bad was it?
It wasn't too bad. A lot of the games were close, but at the end they kind of pulled away, and they had a really good pitching staff too. So they're just a well-rounded.
You know what? We still love you guys. You know what?
We appreciate it.
No, we do. We really. Glad you see. What's the matter, Elton? He goes, woo, woo, woo.
No, half of being a champion is about losing, and
teeth.
This is what we don't – and with grace.
Okay.
Being kind to – when we saw the playoffs, the college playoffs, and I was so upset about that for days. I was upset about the unsportsman conduct that I thought should have been, you know what I'm
during
talking
the playoffs
about?
In the football.
In the football players.
Yeah, after they lost the
and
game.
I think that they should have been, that the coaches should not have let those guys go back to into their locker room. I think that you should remain on the field, be gracious. And so I think that half of how you are is in your sportsmanly conduct is how you are on the street. People are watching. In Eldon, we have nothing but respect for you. You come in with a split lip after a game. Talk graciously about whether you win or you lose. And talk highly about the other team. So hats off to you. You know what?
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Matt, those tickets are for you at the front desk. I just put them out there for you, 1326 Market Street, for the four tickets for April 19th in the rodeo. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some special guests here. KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Yeah, that was
right
earlier.
Now, folks.
That was earlier today. Welcome
love
back
the
to
news
Free
at the break.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. The time on deck is 7:39 in the morning. It's 53 degrees out there. It's raining. It's supposed to be raining most of the day, maybe into the evening. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Daniel got, was it? No, it was Matt that got the tickets. Was it Matt?
Yeah.
Matt got the tickets, and thanks for those kind words, Matt, when I got a chance to talk to you. You know, a couple of things before we get to our guest. This weekend, on Saturday, on Kurt Largent's show with Ruth Angel, They had a gentleman on that talked a lot about the tech in today right here in Reading and the businesses here. And there's a lot of people don't realize how techy parts of Reading really are as far as reaching out to the rest of the world. So we're going to have this man on here on our show, too, so we can talk to him because I've heard him before. And he's really, really interesting. And he has, I mean, it's absolutely true about, you know, people talk about the way backward people in Reading and Reading, yep, you know, but there's a lot of things going on here that are worldwide businesses right here in Reading. You know, and places like, think about this, we have some huge businesses around here, Tullis Incorporated. You've got Muse Concrete, you've got Muse Trucking, you've got Black Bear Diner, you've got a lot of places around here that are huge. We're going to have Bruce Dean in here soon also. And Bruce and Michelle and Bruce's partner, they've got a huge story too. All of these things are going on. But right now, we have Tom and Debbie Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shasta County, Honor Flight, Northern California.
We talked about this last night with some friends.
Yeah, we did.
About the two of you and about what this event, where the money, when you give money to a veterans event, this really good. We try to give them the whole story about how you take these World War II veterans back to share with our listeners again what the deal is.
We take World War II veterans right now back to Washington, D.C. for free to see the memorial that was built for them and their friends that they went to battle with.
And this monument was built through a lot of donations from World War II veterans. My mother donated money to that.
It was all built with donations.
Yeah, okay, it was all built. Oh, well, thank you very much.
There was no government money involved.
Thank you very much. But I know a lot of those World War II veterans, you know, my mom probably gave 10, 15, maybe 20. I don't know how much she gave. But
my dad, too.
And your dad, and so did my father. You know, but when this thing was being built, because of all the monuments down there, none were for the World War II veterans.
Exactly.
My gosh, you know, the greatest generation. And you two are such wonderful people. Lucky and wonderful.
Oh,
we'll talk about we'll talk about the lucky part later, Tom.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm talking about raffles. Anyway.
Oh.
And Debbie just reached around and smacked him on the top of the head. What do you mean you don't think you're lucky?
Yeah, come on.
Anyway, okay, now, this is such a wonderful thing you do. What you do with Honor Flight is, like you said, is there's X number, there's a whole lot of World War II veterans are still alive. And they get on your list.
Yes.
And you can take how many at a time?
We take 30 to 32 veterans, and then the rest of our group of about 50 are guardians.
Right. Now, a guardian pays their way.
Correct. Okay. We take a donation so they can even get a tax write-off.
Yeah, so they pay their own way.
Okay, so here's Shasta County Honor Flight Northern California. The spaghetti fundraiser is right. March 21st at 5 p.m.
This Saturday?
Saturday.
That's the Veterans Memorial Building on Yuba Street. Classic Cafe. Okay, got to tell you. Last time we were there at
CVAC, right?
Which was just a few weeks ago. You know, I'm not a big buffet person, but you know, you go to these things and you think, I was so blown away at how good the chicken was.
Oh, it was
and
wonderful.
The fresh. Father. They were able to do a buffet with home cooked feeling. Like, it was just made for you.
Comfort food.
It was.
Did you like that macaroni with
shocked.
I think it was.
But the meatloaf. Mommy's meatloaf.
Yeah.
Right there.
I sound like a snob, and I don't mean to sound like a snob.
I've only tasted
wonderful.
One meatloaf that's better, and that's Linda's. But this meatloaf was great. But that chicken, that rosemary chicken. Okay, we're going on too much. but what we're saying is.
Now their spaghetti's going to be good.
Well, they're going to take care of
their spaghetti for us,
too. Whatever they make is great because we love Millie and Kathy and they're fabulous. Classic Cafe will be there doing the food. It's just $15 a ticket. And you know what you're going to get. The dinner is secondary. It's really about the idea of the night of what.
That's it.
Is that it? Okay, was I correct?
Yes, you're absolutely
correct. Yes, it is. Papers flying all over the place.
I know, we do.
It's only because he's got a bunch of things written on the back of his paper.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, now, not only there,
Yes.
We'll train Tom yet to hold on to his papers.
It's not easy. It's not easy training Tom. Now, the other thing about this is, and on a serious note, is that a lot of the World War II veterans who put their names down on the flights have not
been able to
go.
Right. The reason we're losing them in about 1,000 a day.
Right.
Across the country, the
guardians that go on there are needed because they can help them. They can help the World War II veterans with getting around and everything.
Exactly. Well, you wouldn't want to, your mom or dad at 90, even if they were golfing three times a week like some of our folks are,
right,
to really be too much on their own. It's just a safety precaution because we don't want them to be hurt.
No, not at all. And you want somebody to look after them.
Exactly. And make it safe for them so they can enjoy the memorial and not have to worry about anything else.
Absolutely. Now, how many people have you taken on this trip?
We've taken over 600.
600 veterans have gotten to see the World War II.
Correct.
And
I'm just curious how people will find something that they get involved with that becomes their baby. So this has become the Johnsons, your niche, your baby. How did that come to in front of you so that you decided this is our thing?
We had someone bring us an application for my dad, and we filled it out, and at the time, there's a space on there, all kinds of different health conditions. My dad had contracted cancer. And so, unbeknownst to me how the whole honor flight thing worked, I received a call from Earl Morse, the founder, who said, get ready. You're going on. You're bringing him, and he's going. And it was like a two-week notice. And so, I said, okay. Because he said, folks with terminally ill diagnoses can come to the front of the list. So I had to get my own wheelchair for him. I had to I did that whole trip with my dad. And I met all of those folks from Ohio. And they kept in contact because they were looking to get hubs past the Rocky Mountains, west of the Rocky Mountains, and get hubs everywhere to make this dream come true for as many World War II veterans as possible. And so after my dad passed away, we used some of my inheritance to get all the right paperwork done so we could be a nonprofit. And we met in Yountville with Dick Hum and several other folks, started our hub. And did our that was in 2008, and then we took our first flight in 2009.
Wow.
You
know, that's just a beautiful backstory because your father inspired you, thus his life and his service spawned hub from up here. So beautiful legacy.
Thing that really did it was the fact that how he had changed when he came home after the flight. He raised three girls and never even really acknowledged that he was even a veteran, let alone a World War II veteran. He was a clerk in the Philippines and never really considered himself a hero or anything of that nature. So he never talked about it and never shared it with his family. After the honor flight, that's all he could talk about.
Ugh.
He had gone into the closet and brought out a box that he had been holding on to for 60 years, and it probably hadn't been opened in probably 50 years. And he brought out all this paraphernalia, medals and letters and stuff that he had.
Oh, my gosh. We have the telegram he sent my mom that before he came. I'm coming home,
and
honey.
That, after that, we knew we had to do something.
Isn't it funny how people are like that? Oh, I didn't do anything. I was a clerk in the Philippines. And I met somebody the other day, served from 65 to 69. And his part of the unit, did not go to Vietnam. And so it's kind of like people are most apologetic about it. And I thought, and so it's like, why are you? I mean, you signed up. You were ready to go. You were there. You know, don't – I mean, you're – are, you know, you're a veteran, you served your country, and if they had sent you into combat, you would have gone.
Exactly.
And, you know, and so...
They were training there in the Philippines for the invasion.
Like, yeah, for the invasion of Japan, which was, thank God, that never happened.
Yes.
It's so endearing to see people, especially like the World War II guys. They don't talk about, you know, you find out later on, oh, next door was a Medal of Honor recipient.
Because I know.
He never talks about it. I met a guy years ago. We were sitting there talking. I was getting ready to go in. I was already enlisted, but I was getting ready to go to OCS. So I was on some leave. And I'm talking to this guy that I'd known for a while. It turns out he was a Marine Raider.
Oh, my gosh.
A Marine Raider. And during World War II. And had I never even had an idea. Well, he did have a wife that was 30 years younger, so that might, you know, this is a Marine Raider, so much. Okay, now, people, spaghetti dinner, fundraiser, this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building. It's to raise money for Honor Flight Northern California. It's going to be sponsored by the Classic Cafe. It's going to be a great, great dinner. Plus, you have, looks like you're giving away, you have raffles on guns.
Right, we got a couple of guns and lots and lots of people have been
dinner
coming out of the woodwork donating Indian stuff.
Baskets.
For us to give away, yeah.
Yeah, baskets, got all types of stuff. And you know what? This is just a spectacular event.
Cord of wood. Dinner
we're,
for four.
We're right,
Indian
right at the at the money we needed. We're
you're close.
Almost there. This will put us over the top.
Oh, fantastic.
The main thing we're trying to do here is hire a bus.
Okay.
We want to take a bus with all our veterans from right here to San Francisco instead of have them meet us in San Francisco.
Right. That'd be great.
Yeah, it's okay.
So the
fun that's
starts
a good idea.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fun starts right here.
Right
well, you
here.
Know, with the new flights coming out of Reading now.
That
one of those things
exciting,
we need to start taking a look at. Yeah, I know you already have, but maybe the next time around because the cost
be nice.
Of those flights are really down too. Anyway, okay, go down and help our veterans, especially those World War II veterans. And Tom and Debbie Johnson, thank you so much. Thank you for what
thank
you,
you
do.
Thank you.
Is there anything left you need to say?
Phone number.
Oh.
357-3380.
Or get your tickets at the Classic Cafe.
Millie and Kathy are
waiting. Visit them ahead of time.
Yep, there you go. All right, thank you so much. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. It is time on deck is 7:46 in the morning. It's 53 degrees. It's raining outside, and we'll be right back.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management, and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave servicewomen. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
Wasting away again in
Margaritaville. Whoa. You know, at one time in my life, this seemed like a perfect way to live.
One time you wanted to follow him around on
tour.
Oh,
gosh, I tell you what.
You wanted to be on the Parrot Bus.
I wanted to be on the Parrot Bus. I wanted to, you know what, Jimmy Buffett has got such an interesting, you know what, it's an interesting concept because Jimmy Buffett and I were in the same spot a couple times back in the 60s. In early 70s, and we were in Nashville at the same time.
He's a business man.
And, well, he was, we knew the same people, and he may have even played at an event I was at. Because he was, you know, I mean, he wasn't famous then. But I read the story and how, you know, so he went in one direction, I went in a different one, but I've always been kind of interested in Jimmy Buffett and what he's done. But anyway, he welcome back, everybody. The time on deck is...
You said that before.
7:51. Well, that's what
you
say.
In the studio.
Well, when you're standing, you know what? You know at boot camp, and you go when you've got fire watch, and you're standing there, and you're looking up and down the barracks, and you go up to the drill instructor, and at exactly 5 o'clock, and you beat your hand 3 times against the bulkhead just as hard as you can. You say, "Sir, the time on deck is 5:00, sir."
And good morning, and everybody, and welcome
boom,
to
boom, that door's open. He's standing there dressed with that DI hat down over his eyes. He comes, he sticks it right in your forehead. "I know what time it is, Pride. Get back down to your rack." Ah! You know, so
it all comes back, and it keeps you going. So in the morning when it's, like, raining out, everybody feels like it's a stormy Monday. It's the 16th. Tomorrow, of course, is St. Patrick's Day. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
The 17th?
Yes. Okay. Today's the 16th.
Okay. I misunderstood.
Okay, because you were so busy thinking about what you were going to say.
The time on deck is.
Hey, listen, Carl, you know, on the headlines, 1 million taxpayers leaving refunds behind.
Well, can you tell me what their Social Security number is?
Roughly 1 million people a year who are potentially eligible for tax refunds aren't filling their paperwork out at all, leaving billions of dollars to fall back into the government's coffers, according to the Internal Revenue Service.
Well, also at the same time, we talked about it a few days ago, but I'm going to flesh it out now. 6.5 million people, according to the Social Security Administration, are 112 years old or older. That's right.
What?
That's right. According to Social Security records, there are 6.5 million people that are 112 years old here in the United States of America. Now, if you look throughout the world, there may be two people that are that age, but the rest of them are hiding here in the United States of America. It's 6.5 million. Of these, though, only 13 are still receiving checks or benefits. Now, so you know they're not 112. So you know somebody, they're sending checks to 13 people. Now, 13 people out of 6.5 million, you go, well, you know, frankly, you know, that's not a big thing, right? But, if it was only that way. However, the other numbers could be used in different ways. Like, as an example, 67,000 of these numbers were used to report more than $3 billion in wages, taxes, etc. from 2006 to 2011. Now, 67,000 of these numbers, of these people that, you know, that the Social Security system cannot keep track of people who died, essentially. The IRS paid an estimated $5.8 billion in 2013 for fraudulent tax claims. And a lot of these, like I said, these fraudulent tax claims are coming, some of them, off of these 6.5 million people who they think are still alive. Now, you could do one of two things. You could take those 13 people that they're paying benefits to and figure the rest of them that are 112, just stop it. Just kill those Social Security numbers right there and see what happens. Now, somebody was telling me the other day that they've had people that when they had people show up to work at their in their business, they look at it and they go, this is the same guy from last week, but he's got a different name. And so they call the company that's sending it to him and say, wait a minute, you're sending me a guy, he's got a different name and a different driver's license, but it's the same guy. You know, it's, anyway, the bottom line was on this, get this, from his company, don't say anything. Don't rock the boat. So where do they get these driver's licenses and these 67,000, there's probably millions more of these Social Security numbers. There's the problem right there. It's not those 13 people that are getting paid. It's the rest of them that are out there. They have no way of handling it.
According to this article, the IRS launched a campaign to direct more taxpayers to the web this year as it deals with budget cuts that have left its call centers ill-equipped to answer questions. The average refund this year is $2,988, up slightly from $2,969 at the same point last year.
Well, not only that, but in this under the new amnesty program, illegals that are here, they get a Social Security number. They can get a earned income credit and receive it, oh, they paid nothing into it. Could be billions of dollars. They're trying to figure out how to handle that one. Thanks, Jarhead. I've read that one before too. So it's just one thing after the other on this thing. Is we've got 6.5 million people that are 112 or supposed to be 112 years old, and the Social Security Administration can't keep track of it. Well, we don't keep track of death certificates. Excuse me. You know, I know this would be tough. I know this could be tough, but somebody there has got to think, okay, let's run a Social Security card in our computer for everybody over 110. Well, and it comes up with a million names. Well, don't you think maybe that's wrong? Don't you think maybe that's wrong? And then here, you put one person on this, and this is all this one person does. You can put two people on it. They cut off all the Social Security numbers. They just, every benefit. No, they're just gone. Kill those numbers. And then you wait. And when there's a complaint, and you're somebody that's 110 not getting their check, hand deliver it to them. What's wrong with that? And then instead, you've got all these other people that are cheating. You know what? It's just things like that. You know what? And like you said, hon, you know, the billions are left in the IRS, but there's billions that aren't being collected. You know how many billions of dollars are out there in the state of California for unpaid taxes, unpaid property taxes, unpaid this, unpaid that? And we don't, you know, why aren't we going after them like that? I mean, all that money coming in. But then all that money that comes in could go to the high-speed train.
Oh, boy.
I was leading to this one.
Oh, yeah,
a high-speed train.
That.
Are you kidding me? A 12-year delay. Farmers are fighting this like crazy. Now, they thought it would be a bunch of poor old dirt farmers. Hey, we're just going to take your land for pennies on a dollar. Guess what? A lot of those doctors and lawyers are out there owning that land, and they got the money to fight them, and they're fighting them tooth and nail. They only, you know, if you look at the amount of money they had set aside to buy the land, I mean, 29 square miles of it? No, it's not even close to it. Now they're talking that word, that famous word, eminent domain. And they said, how are we going to pay? But this is even more beautiful. This is like we're back in the 1860s with robber barons again. And this is the state of California. You know how they're going to pay for it? They're going to take that land that they buy for a penny that they steal from these farmers. And they're going to sell them to real estate developers along the corridor so they can build housing for people along the corridors as they force people into the corridors. But get this. This is exactly what happened in the 1850s and 60s. They took the railroads just took the land. Dum, 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 chunk, 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 and sold it. That's how they paid for it. Is this the 1850s and 60s again? Is Governor Brown a robber baron? Hey. We got to take a break here, and we're going to come back with Dr. Doug McConnell. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard and his associates always have just the exquisite jewelry on sale, estate jewelry of the first magnitude. Linda loves shopping there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. You're looking at me.
I'm right there with you.
Did you think Robert Barron was a little bit rough?
But I let you go ahead and rant.
Okay, thank you very much. I feel much better. It's a Monday. We'll be right back after this break with Dr. Doug McConnell talking about a new business here in town and, of course, Obamacare. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Congressional Republicans' letter to Iran's leader about nuclear talks puts him on the spot.
It's like, you know, giving people a grade on a test before the test is even written, let alone given. It's wrong. It's unprecedented.
Secretary Kerry appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. So did Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, who spearheaded that GOP letter.
The fact that President Obama doesn't see this letter as a way to get more leverage at the negotiating table just underscores that he is not negotiating for the hardest deal possible.
And again, Congressman Tom Cotton appearing on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday. That's Senator Cotton. A member of the House committee investigating those Benghazi attacks in Libya says that Hillary Rodham Clinton's email server may help lawmakers answer some vital questions. Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina appearing on Fox News Sunday.
If the public believes that it is reasonable for her to turn over that server, which contains public information, to a neutral detached arbiter, not Congress, but a retired judge or an archivist or an inspector general, then she'll be forced to do so.
One question lawmakers have is why security at the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi was inadequate. U.S. home builders feeling slightly less confident in their sales prospects, even as their overall sales outlook remains more favorable. We get the results of the latest study from SRN's Jeremy House.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index slipped in March to 53. That's down 2 points from February's reading. It's the third consecutive monthly decline for the index. Builders' view of current sales conditions and traffic by prospective buyers fell, while their outlook for sales over the next 6 months held steady.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The major indexes are thriving in early trading on Wall Street. Right now, it's the Dow Jones E-Industrial Average up by 168 points. This is SRN News.
It's a meme to believe.
From the creators of God's Not Dead, 12 unique lives, 12 different stories, one path will bring them all together. This spring, the world will be asking,
so you believe in Jesus?
Do you believe? Academy Award winner Mira Sorvino, Sean Astin, Alexa Penavega, Ted McGinley, and Andrea Logan White. Do you believe? Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters this Friday. Find a theater at doyoubelieve.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
New drugs offering new promise for treating cholesterol. That's a claim of Dr. Jennifer Robinson, a cardiologist with the University of Iowa.
This is a new class of drugs called PCSK9 inhibitors, and what they do is they actually enhance the body's natural way of taking cholesterol out of the blood. They make you have more LDL receptors to take cholesterol out of the blood.
Studies on the new drugs were presented on Sunday at a cardiology conference in San Diego. Authorities say a car belonging to a rookie Los Angeles police officer wanted for questioning in a fatal shooting has been found, even though the officer remains at large. Monique Ortiz told KNBC-TV that she knew the shooting victim and was actually having fun with him in a club before the shooting took place.
We were dancing. We were laughing. After it was over, we ate pizza.
The officer, Henry Solis, was off duty at the time of the alleged shooting and failed to report to work the next day. This is SRN News. Well, Boston has made history at last, having the snowiest and perhaps the most miserable season since 1872. National Weather Service forecaster Matt Duty says among the many storms that led to a record season, two of them brought 20-inch accumulations.
You know, that doesn't happen too often. So, we're lucky if we get one a year. Just the simple fact that we got two of them obviously means that it was going to add up quick.
Well, the official measurement of 108.6 inches at Logan International Airport yesterday topped a season record of 107.9 inches that was set back in the 1995 through 96 season. Output at U.S. factories fell for a third straight month in February, driven by a big drop in production at auto plants. And the weakness at factories is attributed in part to a stronger dollar, which makes U.S. exports more expensive on overseas markets and therefore a little less popular. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday. Good morning, the 16th of March. Tomorrow, of course, being St. Patrick's Day, love. We're going to be out and be dancing and doing the Irish jig and eating corned beef and cabbage. And well, but we'll save my accent for tomorrow because they'll give me another day to work on it.
I think you should put that accent away.
I think I better, because I'm starting to sound Scottish here. All right.
Hey, though we were in Ireland last year, which was fantastic.
Well, they're actually the same people.
The time on deck is 8:07. And it's 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, the weather today.
Currently 55 degrees. If you're just tuning in to KCNR 1460, thank you so much for being with us as well as our chat pack. We love you guys. We have showers likely. Well, for when they say likely, don't you love it? This is the forecast that we get. there's a variation of weather, you know, whether it's the airport or downtown. But we have highs today of 66, chance of showers tonight with 49. Tuesday, it looks like it's going to be mostly sunny with temperatures around 72, partly cloudy on Tuesday night with temperatures around 48, and sunny on Wednesday with temperatures of 79. Now, the weather's brought to you each and every day by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and operated, and very important, give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Keep it local.
Yeah, and Chuck Tinney's a veteran, you know, veteran-owned business here, along with he and his wife, Julie. Judy. Chuck and Judy. You know what? I love our chat room. These guys get into it, and, you know, like today, Coach Bob says CARB, and especially the SCABDA, South Coast Air Pollution District, has been, crooked as they come for 6 years. Now, this is what he's saying. I don't know who this guy is, so I will never testify in court. Going back to my sandblasting days, especially in SoCal, they controlled everything like a god. Well, no, these aren't the same as CARB, but they're, you know, the thing about the bullet train is what I just read it last night, and it really struck me that, you know, the part about, you know, the $29 billion, it's 12 years over, it's costing three times as much, the tickets are going to be, instead of $50, $80, and that's with a $300 subsidy for every ticket. The fact that it's going to take 4 hours instead of 3 hours, and I'll bet you it's not even close to 4 hours, I bet it'll be closer to 5 hours. But then to hear this is that, well, one of the ways they were going to pay for it was by, after the land they acquired, was to sell it to real estate developers. Oh. And that struck me very much like the way they did across America when they built the transcontinental railroads, is they gave the railroads all that land on either side of the railroad, of the track. And they may have checkerboarded it, but they got millions of acres of land. And the way the railroad paid for it, paid for the railroad, was to sell the land. They brought in farmers. They brought in, you know, everybody to settle the land. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, it's the same thing as they did in the 1850s.
Well, a difference is that they didn't have to confiscate the land because it was all federal
That's
land,
right.
Pretty much open.
It
now it has to.
Now they
use eminent domain.
That's
so they,
right.
Well, they take it or buy it, depending upon your idea of what the fair price is.
And who is that wonderful voice that we're hearing from? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to our show this morning.
Boys and girls.
Dr. Doug McConnell.
Good morning, Reddy.
Came to our beautiful community a little over, what, 6 years ago?
July of 2009.
With your beautiful wife, Bonnie.
Yes,
and we have
Bonnie.
Been
She's
so
listening. Hello, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Hello, yeah. Bonnie.
God, our little, our own very own Martha Stewart right here. does the things with a better twist. But you two have done, you came right in and we instantly adored both of you and felt this treasure of your knowledge and friendship and goodwill.
Oh, gosh.
And all that you've done so many times. You're a fantastic photographer. Many times you've given these wonderful photographs that you've taken for fundraisers in Reading. We all have them in our homes and love your work. That's just one of the many.
Plus the fact you hold people's hearts in your hands.
Well, I do.
Take them out, move them around, put them back in.
That's right.
I fix broken hearts. That's been rumored.
Oh.
Well, we actually came up here for a professional opportunity. What we found was a wonderful community and great people. And so our only regret is that we didn't come up here 10 years sooner, in truth. We've enjoyed Reading and the community, and they've been very generous to both of us. And
well, you get what you deserve. Right? Yeah, no, that's I really believe that, for the most part. I mean, there's times you get hammered when you shouldn't. But most of the time, you know, people work hard and they put themselves out and they care about a community and they become part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important and it comes back to you.
I think it's a place you can reap what you sow. And
right,
basically,
reap what you sow is a better way of saying
it. If you invest in this community, you will find the community will invest in you. And that's something that leads me to my talk as I was driving down the hill here in the drizzle and rain. And I wanted to thank you guys. Now, this just – we're both friends, and everybody knows that. But I think the folks in the community and the chat room and everybody else need to realize, you know, it takes – I love our country and our democracy. The essence of a good democracy is freedom of speech and free exchange of ideas and open forums to the public so that things can be worked out. Not all of us have all the answers all the time. But as long as there's a free interchange of ideas and the American natural problem-solving nature – things will get done in sometimes a herky-jerky way, but the truth is we have this opportunity. And when people go out and take the business risk and get a radio station or buy a newspaper or whatever, and then get up every morning, as you guys do, probably around 6 o'clock out of your sleep number bed.
Probably 5 o'clock out of
5
your
o'clock.
Sleep number.
Okay. Right. And then you come down here, and I don't know how Linda looks so good. You don't look so good.
Oh,
but Linda does.
You're nice.
And in here, and you basically then start a day of providing a forum where the police chief and the sheriff and elected officials and the various charities that make this community work can come and express and tell people about what they need or what their thoughts are. This is really valuable to America. It's classic American style. And the truth is, this is a country where if you really went down the list of all the nations in the world, this is one of the few places that you can afford to and are allowed to do exactly what you do. And that's a good thing about America. No matter what your political anybody's political dimension might be, this forum that you folks provide at 5 a.m. every day is very important to this nation's future. And it's obviously replicated all over the country, but thanks.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That gives us juice.
Yes.
You know, it takes sometimes you get up in the morning and you know, it's like anything else. You start to hit your, like, hit your muscles and hit each other and little pillow over the head. Let's go. We got to get up. Come on. You know.
Pillow over the head. Mm-hmm. She puts it over my face and just she lays on it. She and the dog lay on it. Now, is that a wake-up pillow?
I don't know.
But anyway, well, Doug,
she whispers in my ear, did you make your insurance payment?
You know, I thank you very much. And there's times that I know that I believe that you probably have some of these same feelings that run through you is that – you know, some days you feel like I'm wiped out, and but most of the days, how can I not do mm-hmm. this? I have to do this. It's of service.
Oh, it makes sense, and it's part of I think what makes our nation strong. So I'm greatly in favor of that, and thanks.
Okay, now we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get into some things that are going on besides business, but other things that are going on in medical care that Dr. McConnell is all over. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy and the great people down there. Second generation, locally owned, locally operated, expanding six pharmacies right here in Reading, and they're expanding it all the time. But here's the best thing. They have MedSync. This is something that Owens Pharmacy has started, Owens MedSync, which takes all your pills, all your prescriptions, and has them come due on one day. And it's a proven fact that patients average 100 additional days on therapy per year because they're getting their meds on time. And what happens if you can't get down there? Well, Owens delivers to your house for free. That's right, for free if you're in this MedSync program. Not only that, but you have a pharmacist who is a member of their Owens Pharmacy family that knows you. He or she knows what your meds are, what you're taking, all this. And if something comes in that's a little bit different, he's going to check on that. He's going to check with the doctor. He's going to check with you. You can't beat that. It's kind of like that last line of defense. He's checking. He's got your six, as we say in the military. This is Owens Pharmacy, six locations right here in town, open 9 to 6 most of the week. Check them out. We use them. You should use them too. All right, our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. The time on deck is 8:15 and 30 seconds. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Happy Monday.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right.
So you think it is.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. The time on deck is 8:19 in the morning. It's 55 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to rain today. It's going to be a nice day besides that, though. Too bad all this rain couldn't go into being snow in a snowpack. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Let's go to the phone. Sally.
Yes, hi, Linda.
Good
I
morning.
Forgot to call in at 8 on a rainy Monday morning.
Were all you right. sleeping in, Sally?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. You know what, Sally? I don't think you sleep in.
I'll give you a doctor's permission, so that's a good idea.
Hey, Sally, tell me, is this... Did you ever see
that? Yes, I didn't want to miss calling in because we have a very important guest tonight, Fred Kelly Grant, the attorney who is bringing charges against CARB, will be our guest speaker, kind of filling us in on what happened this week down in Fairfield with our hearing and letting people know where we go from here.
So the in the hearings down there, we're telling this was to the CARB people?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It was.
All
and
right.
we heard a lot of testimony about how CARB has violated many state statutes, the Commerce Clause, human testing, illegally human testing.
Yeah, you know, I've read about that one before.
Putting people out of business, basically.
Well, it does because they're, they backed off a little bit, but you've got a smaller truck, so you've got two trucks. That was like $100,000 to fix those trucks. And even the bigger companies talking, I have friends in the trucking industry. I mean, they've spent millions to get their trucks up, and some of them just put theirs offline. Because they just couldn't afford to put to do all the changes of all of them. And it is a tremendous impact on our industry.
Tremendous. A lot of people have gone out of business, moved out of state, gone bankrupt, lost their homes. I mean, we heard such riveting testimony that we wanted to share some of it with the people tonight at the tea party.
Well, what I want to do too is get him on the show because it's been a while, so we need to have an update on this. Because I tell you what, this CARB is just—it's just not good for our—it's not good for our state, it's not good for our economy, it's not good for our people.
Well, they're unaccountable to the people. You know, they are issuing laws and regulations that we have no recourse over, and that's it's totally illegal what they're trying to do.
Nameless, faceless bureaucrats. I mean, that's it.
You don't elect
them,
right.
and then but there's so many of these in these commissions and committees that make rules but who's watching over them?
And they have appointed, the power to put you out of business
right then, and then they can fine you.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, that's tonight.
Tonight at 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay, now tell me the truth, Sally. Does Terry sit on the edge of the bed at attention all the time, just ready for something to happen?
It's
kind of like in that movie Soldier. You know, he sits there. He just sits there, and he's looking at the door, waiting for something to happen. You know, so he can stand up and get back into the action again.
And there's an embarrassing pause right now. I'm slapping him like, what are you asking on the air?
Because Terry is always in the fight. You know,
he
I'm just saying,
does
he just sit there kind of like at ease on the edge of the bed just waiting for something to happen, for them to call? And then there Terry goes into the fight again, picks up his shield, picks up his sword. Yeah.
Actually, he's still in bed this morning.
Oh, and everybody knows it. Okay.
He had to retire from the fight.
Okay, I'm
going to
put this in the chat room, too. Okay.
Thanks,
all right.
Sally.
Hey, Sally, thanks a lot.
All right.
Tonight,
thank you
6
so
p.m.
Much, you too.
You bet. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sometimes you ask questions that are just
Terry's really intense. And so that's what I said is, you remember that movie Soldier where they're just waiting? And so what they wait is they all sit on the edge of their beds, you know, with their hands on their knees and with their feet on the ground, and they're looking. And, you know, when somebody comes in, they all stand up. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, is Tyrion? Okay, anyway.
All right.
So, Dr. McConnell.
Yes.
Getting back to you,
what's
sir.
What's on your mind?
Oh, well.
We're talking about, you started a new business, first
yes.
of all.
Well, actually, it's evolved to a business. It's a quick story. I'll try to hit the highlights.
Yeah.
Several years ago, like a lot of guys my age, I was in mid-60s at that point, or... my wife had been after me about, well, you know, you need to lose some weight. I said, oh, sure. But, and we were riding bikes and doing a lot of things. But
wives are so cruel.
They're sometimes correct, though.
Just loving you with the truth.
We were visiting friends in the South. He's a urologist and his wife works in his office. Anyway, she had been very successful at running a program we didn't know much about called Ideal Protein out of his urologic office. And we stayed with them for a week while we were down visiting folks in Long Beach over a Christmas season. And she, Susan, his wife, said, well, let me fix you some of these breakfasts and see if you'd like to
use this food, which is it's a program aimed at withdrawing carbohydrates and feeding you a protein-based diet. Well, it's not – I can't say it's high, but you withdraw protein. Carbohydrates and you replace that with protein calories and you learn to eat and actually you're supposed to have steak and pork chops at night and so forth. That's too bad.
That's just horrible.
So I said, okay. Now, I'm sort of trapped. I mean, here I'm staying at their house. My wife and I are staying in a guest bedroom, and this is what she's going to fix for me from breakfast. What am I going to say? No, I want my peanut butter and jelly. Anyway, so we did it. Gosh, I found this actually was pretty tasty, the omelets and the scrambled eggs that they come up with. And the baked protein. Yeah, they had great protein oatmeal.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so we decided that, okay, let's try that. So surreptitiously, she would ship us the materials. And it's far beyond some of the competitors that just get you on a meal plan. This is really about a lot of education. But anyway, you withdraw your carbohydrates and you go into what's called ketosis, which is where your body rapidly knows how to consume the excess fat in your body. The fat is really stored energy and is designed to be there when you need it. But most of us feed so much many carbohydrates to ourselves in our daily all-American diet, which is sugar and starch-based, that we never get around to consuming our fat, most of us, in our daily activities. So anyway, we got on this. And then pretty soon, over time, the operating room team that I work with, because we work together every day, so we're all about eight of us in a room. We're doing heart surgery and seeing patients. They began to notice I was losing weight, but they didn't want to say anything.
Well, it's because they could get closer to the table.
Well, maybe. I could, too. And eventually, by the time I lost almost 30 pounds, they said, "Wow, what are you doing?" And I sort of explained this to them because I was eating reasonable lunches in the cafeteria with them. I'd have this protein oatmeal and then go downstairs, but no more burgers, and I didn't eat buns. I sort of cut off carbohydrates, mm-hmm. but I would eat hamburger patty.
Hamburger patty
would be fine. That's fat and protein. Mm-hmm. And then a salad with just a very light dressing. That was sort of lunch. And then at home, Bonnie would have this beautiful steak and or a little pork chop or something with a salad. And
you could have, like, veggies, too, couldn't you?
Lots of veggies, carrots. Carrots have sugar in them. So right. Tomatoes.
You can't have carrots or tomatoes.
Yeah, there's a bunch of vegetables that do have sugar. But I learned so much more about eating peppers, grilled peppers, barbecued peppers, fried peppers. God knows what you can do with peppers. But anyway, so it wasn't painful. The weight came off, but everybody knows I'm sort of an undisciplined eater, and I work hard. I stand all day operating in an operating room. You can't get faint spells. And I wasn't. I mean, everything's fine. And then they said, "Well, you're not going to keep the weight off when you come off the diet." I said, "Well, actually,
which is a big thing. Most people think they lose weight. Especially if it's a rapid weight loss.
This has four phases. Right. Phase one is when you're really in ketosis and you're losing weight pretty rapidly. And then phase two and three. And by phase three, you're really eating a new diet. But now you no longer grab at the bread basket when it comes by at the restaurant. You're staying away from carbs. And you're actually it's easy to retrain your body to not do that. I was surprised because for someone as undisciplined as me, I did it. Well, they watched for a while. And the team, they finally said, okay, it's been 3 months. You haven't put the weight back on. We want to do it. And I said, oh, well, that means because this was done as a favor. So we then had her ship the boxes up to my medical office, and everybody on the operating room team at Shasta and the heart team who wanted to do this joined the thing. And they did. And perfusionist Rob, who lost about 40 pounds, a couple of our surgical techs did as well. Everybody sort of got in the groove pretty quickly with this, and they were a very happy group. I think actually our entire operating room team lost 160 pounds. It's just sort of us as a little family. And after that, the other nurses in the hospital.
So that's like about, 20 pounds? No, that'd be almost, at least 20.
Average about 20 pounds. We had Rob in there at 40, and I was at 28, so the young ladies are much smaller stature. Everybody was happy, and then the nurses, when we pushed patients back from the operating room to the ICU, they said, "What are you guys doing?" And that's how it sort of spread. Really, all our first that became clients were actually nursing and medical friends, and that sort of developed into it got bigger than we thought. We sort of backed into this, and then Rob, the perfusionist, who's a good friend, we've got to come up with a name. So we created this name sort of as a takeoff of my heart surgical business, but it became Shasta Heart Smart. And that led to it just sort of grew from grassroots, and people call us. We've really never advertised. And
you're getting a call right now.
Getting a phone call right now.
Just as you're looking at your phone, it could be an emergency. We just have to say a disclaimer, if you will. We have been friends of Bonnie and Doug McConnell for 6-7 years since they've been here, and I recall when you and Bonnie, because we get together for dinner. There's 8 of us that get mm-hmm. together for dinner about once every 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you saying, okay, now we're going to go into this thing. So we're not going to be drinking wine. We are going into, we have to be committed, and we're mm-hmm. going into this, whatever you wanted to call it.
Phase one would be
you
the
recall,
phase one.
Yeah. And so, wow. We saw the difference. And yes, you're right. Look at you. You still have kept the weight off.
Yeah, which is really kind of, you know.
And then how many people? Okay, so we're going to take a break, but I want to share with you something you don't know about what somebody said about your company, your organization, your
Shasta Heart Smart.
Shasta Heart Smart. When we get back from these messages, I think you're going to find this very interesting.
This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people have done such great work for over 20 years with any type of heating and cooling systems. We use Alliance Heating and Air. They have been in the business so long that they can work on any type of system. They can offer warranties and guarantees. Now, if you have an emergency in your house, you give them a call because you're just like family then. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they're going to help you. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. It's that time of the year to start checking out your the air ducts, your filters and all this for your air conditioning because it's going to start getting warmer, my friends. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning, 55 degrees out there on a rainy day.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of 2 saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Redding Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It will be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The time is 8:34 in the morning. It's 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a rainy day. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're brought to you for this segment by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, veteran-owned, and veterans get discounts, as do seniors. Man's last stronghold. Great place. The Cheers of Barbershops right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right across from Subway. Cypress Square Barbershop. Head on down there. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, and Linda and I are here to welcome him in.
Thank you.
Usually we talk, you know, we're talking medical care issues because, you know, what is just not, it's just getting worse out there. But now what we're talking about is your Shasta Heart Smart is, you know, something that, you know, is, I look at the three pillars of health are sleep, working out, exercise, and a good diet.
And a good wife.
And a good wife.
Oh, well, thank you
very much. It's now a chair instead of a three-legged stool. Now it's a chair and a good wife. Now, but the eating well
that was
is
for Bonnie.
That we have, you know, they've discovered that one of the main illnesses or main problems facing the world today is obesity.
Absolutely.
And in America, we've got children that are 5 years old or 7 years old are showing signs of prediabetes.
Correct. And the thing, some stuff I learned going down this path myself is that in 1906, the average American ate about 6 to 10 pounds of refined sugar a year or sugar products. About 100 years later, 2006, that was up to about 148 pounds. And that high fructose corn syrup sneaks into all sorts of dishes and drinks and stuff that we pump into our American diet. And we've also, what happened in America, it's now coming out, it's breaking out in the press for a long time, but this program, Ideal Protein, has been onto this for over 20 years. We went negative on cholesterol and fat carbs as a society. Oh, you can't have fat. Low fat this, low fat that. We replaced those low fat calories. We replaced all those fat calories with carbohydrates. Wrong thing to do because that stimulates insulin production in your body. And it turns out insulin may be the really ugly thing that your body gets less and less responsive to insulin, which has to be produced for all those carbohydrate calories, unlike eating fat. Fat's good for you. A good old breakfast nowadays is thought to be a scrambled egg and bacon. Nothing wrong with that and no carbohydrates to speak of.
Go ahead.
What I was getting at is that what I was talking about, my little evolution, I went from doing this for me and then the operating room team and then the nurses that we worked with and other personnel in the hospital. And then we began to actually realize this is actually preventative medicine. I spent my entire medical career doing coronary artery bypass as well as valve surgery and others. But the truth was coronary bypass is just the end stage symptom of probably a long-term 20, 30-year dietary indiscretions as well as genetic issues. And I mean, there are many dimensions to that. But the truth is the what we call metabolic syndrome or syndrome X and so forth are related to hypertension, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. All may well stem from the dietary indiscretions that were actually brought on to our society in a cholesterol fear mania. I mean, don't eat cholesterol, low fats, probably all wrong, absolutely all wrong. And we're just now, that's sort of one of the breaking nutritional stories. But I remember I'm a surgeon. I'm not going to hold myself out as a total expert on this, but this whole diet comes out of the world of actually competitive athletics where it was designed to allow wrestlers to compete in lower weight classes but maintain all their muscle strength. And that's the origin of what this is, the low carbohydrate, loss of carbohydrate-based weight and maintaining muscle strength. That led us to then take this from a little homegrown thing, helping our own staff and making it to the public and
we've evolved over. Now we have offices and so forth. But Shasta Heart Smart is really taking what works so well on the medical personnel and on me and for my wife. She didn't need it nearly as much as I did. But
frankly, Bonnie was wasting her time.
That's right. You know. Well, no, she's a good coach.
She did it with you.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean that for her to lose weight. Like
well,
that.
But you're, if you're going to cook the meals, you should do it together.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Right.
And so it sort of grew naturally into that. And now I'm actually convinced what we're doing here is really heading off future metabolic challenges in these patients and maybe keeping them off the table of future heart surgeons.
Okay, perfect.
That would be.
There you go. Perfect. Okay. I just want to share the story with you because somebody just voluntarily had talked about their wife,
mm-hmm.
how she had been sick for the last year at doctor after doctor and wasn't able to take off weight, couldn't figure it out. Then came to Shasta Heart Smart and started on the Ideal Protein,
mm-hmm.
losing weight, did the blood work, found out about some thyroid issues, and as he said, you cannot believe it is. And he said, and Bonnie and Doug McConnell started this, and I was like, oh my God, I know what you're talking about. I'm so excited.
And,
that is
and
so
they
great.
They said that you worked with them, and it's the first time that something like this has been. She's been helped.
Really?
So,
yes.
Oh, and, we'll
not
going to
mention names and
we'll
who it is. Tell you off the air, but I don't want.
Now,
we do pride ourselves as a group that we spend time with folks, and it's true. We're uncovering, particularly in women, for some reason, subtle or even large, unappreciated cases of what's called Hashimoto's thyroiditis and hypothyroidism, and. We're working on identifying that, but we actually see if you go on the diet, which is pretty much a chemistry program, we cut your calories and do this and that, and you're going to see these changes in your ketosis as it's measured. You're going to lose weight. If you don't, if you plateau and you've ever had a history of thyroid disease, we can look in it further and we can come up with a strong hint that this is like a stress test for the heart. We're going to stress your metabolic state. And if you don't lose weight on this diet, there's a reason. There should be a reason. And often underneath this is this subtle form of hypothyroidism, which seems to be prevalent in women. And we've learned a lot about it because to uncover this, you have to stress somebody's metabolism and it doesn't behave like someone else. Sort of like getting on a treadmill. Mm-hmm. To uncover silent coronary artery disease, you put someone on a treadmill and you watch their EKG. And if it changes, you say, whoa, buddy, there's something hidden here. Well, you can sort of model our metabolic stress test with this diet is similar to that. So but I'm really happy to hear that because we actually sort of, this has evolved from basically being a sort of a cosmetic or self-indulgent weight loss to actually this is about medicine, basic.
And you have yourself, of course, is a doctor and you have nurses in their work.
We have my wife's a nurse and then particularly Kathy and Rob Delker are partners in this.
Right.
He's the perfusionist for us and Kathy's an educator.
What's a perfusionist?
Perfusionist. They run the heart-lung machine. Yep. While I've got the heart stop with me. He keeps the patient alive. So we're a close team on this.
Wow.
But so we've moved into this, but Kathy's an educator and Rob's taken this on full-time and we're finding this to be valuable, not just because people come in and want to lose weight, but we're preventing future major medical problems.
Well, this is kind of we're telling about this business that you have and all this. The other thing I noticed, because I stopped by and looked at it, and was the number of people that were coming there. And then to hear this from the gentleman that told us about his wife was just extraordinary.
And that he has four or five clients.
Yeah, that he
that,
has
that are
there.
Doing this and they're finding wonderful results. What happens? Let's just talk about somebody's listening right now, and they're like, I need to do something to whatever I'm doing isn't the jump starter. It's not working. And I know it'd be wonderful to be able to work with somebody who is a doctor and a nurse. And I want to do a life change and I want to be able to do something like with Shasta Heart Smart. Tell us what happens.
Oh, well, you have to contact us first.
Right.
And we do have a phone number. So that's locally 215-5565. And we actually have opened up our new office in the basement or the third beneath this is very good, a Cheesecake's restaurant.
So. Next to the barber shop?
Yeah. Well, actually, there
Two Chews?
It's down beneath there. And we thought being located close to two really good restaurants would help.
You can still have salad.
Yes, they're both helping us. And we're welcome to see folks and evaluate them. And but you got to be serious about this. You want to get the change. And then what we do is we take away your regular calories. So it's sort of a wash. There's the food is purchased there, and but it's not forever. It's designed to have a beginning and the end for phase one, and then pretty soon phase two, you're back to a reasonably normal diet, and phase three definitely are, and four is just education. So it's not to keep you on it forever like some other plans. This is designed to start you and end you, and the length of that time depends upon how many pounds you need to lose to get into good health.
How long were you and Bonnie on this program?
Let's see. I was probably with the program technically. If you count the education, just you stay. But we don't buy any – I don't eat any of those foods anymore, nor did Bonnie. But it took about – I think I was 8 to 10 weeks, and I lost 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. And it was actually maybe a little shorter. I lost it. Bonnie didn't need to lose it. But men are pretty certain to lose 3-4 pounds a week. Women less, sadly. Mm-hmm. It's about metabolism.
And do you go in with this program? Are you monitored, your blood?
We see you every week.
Once a week, and you're weighed, you're finding out what did you eat, what did you...
Oh, yeah, and we have a confessional in the lobby if you basically have to come in. No, that's, I threaten that.
I love it.
So not everybody's perfect, but the truth is you have to be serious, and it's phase one is when you lose the weight, get to your goal weight. Then you come into a maintenance phase where you're now eating more of your regular food and little of ours, and by phase three, you're not really much of a customer anymore, but you become a friend. And then it's about education. We spend a lot of time making sure you know what to do in your future so you don't come back. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to turn
frankly, you don't even want to see them again after a certain point, right?
No,
except it's
no.
a friendship.
Well, it's friendship. Yep, but okay. We don't turn people into annuities where you're buying our stuff forever. That's mm-hmm. No, we don't mm-hmm. want to do that.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to do that.
No. I mean, set a goal. When you hit your goal, you move into phase two.
But this is the kind of thing that because you've been a heart surgeon for so long and you see the people coming on there, you see what the future is, you see what's going on right now, and you saw this is a way to help people so that you didn't have to see them on the table.
We need to take a break anyway.
And before we take a break, I want to talk about Wind River and our friends over there and Linda. On April the 2nd, which is just a couple of weeks from now, we'll be down at the Wind River in the Elements Lounge for a night of singing from 7 to 9 that evening. We've already got people at our table, and if you want to get to join us and just have a wonderful night, just a wonderful night, give them a call at 243-3377. Say, it's Romance on the River at Elements Lounge. And Linda, you got Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
And
you
then Joe Larson, a wonderful trombonist, will be my special guest. And I'll tell you what, come out and see us that night from 7 to 9, and then let's all start the Ideal Protein the next day.
Well, you know what? They have great steak. You could have steaks and veggies and
you'll be on the diet.
On the diet and a salad with that. And you could do it. And I tell you what, they have a special. At least they did last time we were there with on Thursday nights, steak and lobster. For under $16.
I think lobster's probably not on
this.
But anyway, come on out.
Lobster's okay as long as you don't put butter on it.
Butter's
good.
Yeah, but butter.
So
is,
if the lobster's nice, you just eat the butter.
Well, I'd have to analyze that. Okay, but I can speak up for Elements. That's a beautiful place. Yeah. Bonnie and I loved going to the last show you did.
Well, yeah, thank you so much. Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest, and we have so much information. You're such a treat. Doug, always, every time you come on. So stay with us for the last part of our show here on KCNR 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 10 till 9 this morning on the 16th of March, 55 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans where their customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business. The people there are really good people. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Yeah, Ted Leidy and his group offer the most complete CCW training in Northern California, and for a limited time, NFI. I say that, but it's not limited anymore. They will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course.
Wow, that's great. Well,
you know, because some people have not gotten their, have not picked out their pistol yet.
Sure.
But they want to go into it and learn. And this is what I'm going to talk about this in just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And so he provides a pistol for them and then offers to help the students find the weapon that fits them, instead of them trying to buy something and make it fit.
That's very good.
Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, who is he used to be a head of the heart surgery unit here at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and now has retired. But you're still on call there. That's
actually,
why that phone rings, he's looking at it.
I've done three or four emergency surgeries in the last couple months. So
that's right.
I'm still on call.
Thank God.
And we've got some good surgeons that have covering right. the service, but we're hoping to have successfully transferred the program into the hands of an individual who's in right. the home stretch here to be
good.
Selected.
Hey, Doug.
Fantastic.
One of the things you've always talked about is the state of our medical care.
Yes.
I mean, it just seems like, now you've got a Supreme Court decision.
We're waiting.
There's going to be a Supreme Court decision that says whether these 37 states, and everybody says, oh, they're red states. Well, no, they're not. They're not all red states. You got Virginia and mm-hmm. some others in there fighting it, that say that you can't force us to do Obamacare. We don't have exchanges. And that's the way it was written in the law.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is just from anecdotal evidence that I've talked to people, is that the emergency rooms are still clogged. That these walk-in clinics are being overrun by people, and that when I talk to people that have insurance, their deductible has shot sky high.
Oh, yes.
And their money is more. And when I talk to people that own, like, large businesses with large amounts of people,
They're not quite sure how this is going to work because the deductible for their people is higher than they can ever pay.
And that's off for family. The family deductible numbers, which are now – and you can get on the Covered California site and just go run your family through it. But the deductibles in this are ginormous, which means there's less coverage. I mean, you got to realize it's like finding that the cars are all detuned or what they did. It was called the Affordable Care Act. It should have come up with a different name. It was really almost a gift to the entire insurance industry.
Yeah, the only thing that changed was who pays.
They have federal – well, no, the prices went way up. If you're a 56-year-old guy with a wife and you're trying to get coverage for two and you pick the silver level, it's a $1,280 a month policy. But if you make less than $54,000 a year, the government, meaning all the people, pays $800 of that. So you're out of pocket $400, but if you get a raise that pushes your income up to $58,000, the subsidy goes away. Now you're paying $1,200 a month for a policy that I think has a family deductible annually of about $6,000 to $8,000, which means that you're on the hook for the first $8,000 of your coverage. That's almost catastrophic insurance. That used to be a very cheap policy. If the insurance companies You could have gone back. In fact, my son had that insurance. Go back 4 years. He was a healthy 30-year-old guy. He didn't want the first dollar pay. He just wanted to be covered every year over $4,000. And that was a cheap policy, $160 for him. And that's how he managed, after he finished law school. That policy now has gone up by 6-7-fold. What people are forgetting about the government and people have, there is a cost for every one of these policies, and then there's this split as to the government pays the big money and you pay a little, but somebody is paying $1,200 for that, my example patient. And that was a policy that virtually no one would get before. That would be $14,000 a year for two people to then get coverage starting at about $4,000 each and then moving on up from there. That's a horrible policy.
Wow.
Yeah. And then so the other side of this whole equation is that they're very touting all the people they've enrolled on Medicaid nationally, or what we call Medi-Cal. It's the idea of just getting the enrollment up, you're fine. The problem was when I remember giving a talk in the county here when this was just getting going, and my wife and my office manager, we did a poll of all the primary care facilities as to who's taking new Medi-Cal patients in this county. We could find one office down in Anderson. So you could have come up with helicopters and just distributed Medi-Cal cards to everybody in the county who wanted to have health care. And they have a card,
but nobody
doesn't mean you have access. Well, and that's the subtleness. This whole thing was sold on the basis if you don't have a card or you don't have an insurance plan, you're not getting care. Well, that's not true, really, because the two hospitals in town here and the clinics have done a very good job of taking care of the indigent population. Is it perfect? No. But no one's turned down with a real illness or a real injury. So, and you could say, well, it was uncertain. That was true. But just giving cards doesn't mean you have providers or the providers have invested in the infrastructure to take on the new people. That's the sort of the sleight of hand, which I think the politicians, they're feeling happy because people have cards. But that doesn't mean you get a door or somebody who has the time to then take care of you.
Yeah, or we went to an urgent care facility the other day, and it was they don't take Medicare. You have to pay, and then they'll bill it for you, but you pay them up front. So, I mean, it's kind of like they don't accept that.
Well, the years ago, the insurance was sort of like no offices. They basically just charge you, and then you got reimbursed from your insurance company. That was between you and the insurance company. They inserted themselves, including the government, in between the provider and the patient, and that was actually a progression.
Let me ask a question about, and it's changing the subject dramatically.
I'm used to that.
But Friday, we're having a young doctor on who's got $500,000 worth of loans.
Federal loans.
And we're going to have him on, and it's going to be an interesting show, and I hope you all join us. And the fact is that the interest on these loans or more than he makes a year as a resident, learning
in
his
family
trade,
practice.
In family practice. And so when you think about this, and just an example, it's $47,000 in interest, the big, and he makes 42,000.
Yes.
So every year he gets further and further behind without even touching the principal.
Correct.
And we're going to have him on to talk about this and maybe a possible his possible solution for it, which makes sense to me.
Well, I know of this case. He's been at Chester Regional, and people mm-hmm. have talked with him. And basically, if you're the costs of health care, because when I heard this story, I was shocked, and I asked someone, look up. We were standing there, and we went over. We looked up the cost of tuition at UCLA. Mm-hmm. I went there, and it was $450 a quarter to go to medical school. And we looked it up, and she showed me on the website that it's up around $19,000 a year just tuition.
A year or a quarter?
That's a year.
Okay.
But the rate of inflation is huge. And I blame the federal government loan program
yes.
for inflating
yes,
the cost
absolutely.
Of education across this country.
They guaranteed
just poured,
the loans.
They just poured money into it, and the universities yep. took all the dollars and ran and left everybody in debt. Now, that's a simplistic model of it. But the truth is it's inflation, too many dollars chasing the same right. goods and services.
Well, but the thing is, we want to have this young man on, this young doctor, and he's not the first one that's rolled through here.
I know
many others.
Emergency
room guys that were talking about how much money they owe and everything. Now, to just remember, Shasta Heart Smart, and
yes.
the phone number on that is
215-5565.
You know, it's something to check out. I mean, just to go down and talk to
the experts.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
It's preventative medicine.
I'm thinking I'm going to be going this week.
Get in the groove.
Yeah, get in the groove.
Well, if
yeah.
you know if she goes, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Thanks
hey.
A lot.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
It's time. Thanks,
right.
Doug.
Everybody have a great Monday, and we'll be back tomorrow morning. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some homes and businesses are flooded, roads impassable in low-lying areas of the Cincinnati region as the Ohio River continues to rage. Melting snow and recent rains pushing the river above flood stage, where it's expected to remain for much of the week. Eric Potter tells WHAS-TV there's a lot of high water in Prospect, Kentucky.
Try to help out the neighbors, let them park. I got a parking lot now. That's, you know, but whatever it takes to get these people through it, because I'm just glad it's never reached my house yet.
Vanuatu's president on powerful Cyclone Pam that's devastated his Pacific Island nation.
It is a monster.
A monster that has damaged or destroyed 90% of the buildings in the capital city. President Baldwin Lonsdale says he is very concerned about all of the residents of other islands who have yet to be heard from. Ironically, he was attending a disaster planning conference in Japan when the cyclone struck. He's now rushing back home and has no word on the